Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After Midnight.
The house wasn't what Jenna wanted. When she and Robbie first started looking for a place of their own, she pictured something closer to town. She wanted neighbors nearby, a short drive to the grocery store, and the comfort that came from seeing lights in other windows after dark. Robbie, on the other hand, wanted space. After years of apartment living in crowded neighborhoods, he dreamed of a place where they could sit on a porch and hear nothing but the wind. The farmhouse they eventually bought sat at the end of a gravel road in rural Wisconsin, surrounded by fields that rolled toward distant tree lines. The nearest town was small enough that most people knew one another, and after sunset the roads became so quiet that a passing vehicle could be heard long before it came into view. Robbie loved the property immediately. Jenna needed more convincing, and the house itself helped. It was old, without feeling neglected, and carried the kind of character that newer homes never seemed to have. The previous owners had maintained it beautifully. Original hardwood floors stretched through much of the house, sunlight poured through oversized windows, and the wraparound porch seemed built for summer evenings. Within a few months of moving in, Jenna found herself admitting that Robbie had probably been right. Life settled into a comfortable routine. Robbie left for work before sunrise most mornings while Jenna worked remotely from home. At first, she enjoyed the quiet. There was no traffic outside the windows, no sirens in the distance, and no constant background noise competing for attention. Some afternoons felt so peaceful that she could hear leaves moving in the trees behind the house. The first strange experience was so minor that she barely remembered it afterward. A few weeks after moving in, she was getting dressed after a shower when she heard footsteps crossing the second floor hallway. The sound immediately caught her attention because Robbie had already left for work. She assumed he had forgotten something and come back inside. When she called his name, there was no answer. The footsteps stopped, and when she checked every room upstairs, she found nothing at all. By lunchtime, she had convinced herself the house was simply settling. Older homes made noises, floorboards shifted, wood expanded and contracted. The explanation made perfect sense. Then it happened again. A few days later, she heard the same footsteps while sitting at her desk. This time she listened carefully, trying to determine where they were coming from. The sound moved through the hallway, paused near a spare bedroom, and then stopped entirely. Once again, she searched the upstairs and found nothing. The incidents remained infrequent enough that she didn't take them seriously. Weeks would pass without anything unusual happening, and when the sounds eventually returned, they were easy to dismiss. The cough unsettled her far more than the footsteps ever had. The first time she heard it, she genuinely believed someone else was in the house. The sound came from upstairs while she was folding laundry in the living room, and it was distinct enough that she immediately stopped what she was doing and looked toward the staircase. It wasn't loud or dramatic, just a short, rough cough that seemed to come from somewhere beyond the second floor landing. When she went upstairs to investigate, she found exactly what she always found, an empty house. What bothered Jenna was how human the sound felt. Floorboards could creak for a dozen reasons, and an old house was full of noises that were easy to explain away. A cough was different. It sounded like a person. Over the following months, she heard it several more times. Sometimes it happened while she was working. Other times it occurred while she cleaned the house or prepared dinner. The timing seemed completely random, but one thing never changed. She was always alone when it happened. Eventually, she mentioned it to Robbie. To her surprise, he didn't laugh. He didn't dismiss her concerns or suggest she was imagining things. Instead, he listened carefully and offered a series of practical explanations. Maybe sounds from neighboring properties carried farther than they realized. Maybe animals had gotten into the attic. Maybe the old ventilation system was creating strange echoes. The suggestions sounded reasonable. Unfortunately, none of them explained why the noises always seemed to originate from inside the house. As the second year approached, the activity slowly became more noticeable. It still wasn't constant, and that was part of what made the experiences so difficult to understand. Long stretches of normalcy would convince Jenna that she had exaggerated everything in her mind. then another incident would happen, and all her certainty would disappear. One afternoon, she heard what sounded like a bedroom door closing upstairs. The sound was so clear that she immediately abandoned what she was doing and hurried to the second floor, fully expecting to find a window open or some simple explanation waiting for her. Instead, every room sat exactly as she had left it. The experience left her standing in the hallway feeling foolish and unsettled at the same time. More than anything, she began questioning herself. The isolation didn't help. While Robbie spent most of his days at work, Jenna often went hours without seeing another person. She started wondering if the quiet was affecting her more than she realized. Maybe she had become hyper-aware of ordinary household sounds. Maybe her imagination was filling in details that weren't really there. The possibility worried her because she couldn't completely rule it out. As the months passed, the activity gradually changed. Jenna began noticing movement in her peripheral vision while working around the house. Occasionally, she would catch what looked like someone crossing a doorway or disappearing around a corner, only to find nothing there when she turned to look. Each incident was easy enough to dismiss on its own, but together they created a growing sense that she wasn't always alone in the farmhouse. By the beginning of their third year in the house, she had stopped looking forward to the long stretches of solitude she once enjoyed. She never admitted that to Robbie because she wasn't even sure she could explain it herself. The fear wasn't overwhelming. It was simply the persistent feeling that someone else occupied the spaces around her, remaining just out of sight whenever she tried to find them. Then came the night everything changed. Several weeks had passed without any activity, and Jenna had almost convinced herself that whatever strange phase she had been experiencing was finally over. She was reading in bed while Robbie slept beside her when movement near the bedroom doorway caught her attention. At first, she assumed it was a trick of the light. Then she looked up and saw the figure. The shape appeared human and roughly Robbie's height, but the darkness concealed every detail. It wasn't a shadow cast by something in the room. It was a person-shaped silhouette standing perfectly still and facing the bed. Jenna froze, unable to look away. What frightened her most wasn't the figure itself, it was the feeling that it had already been standing there for some time. The moment lasted only a few seconds before the shape seemed to retreat into the darkness beyond the doorway and disappear. Jenna immediately woke Robbie. He searched the entire house while she sat on the edge of the bed trying to slow her breathing. Every door remained locked, every room stood empty. When he finally returned, he reassured her that nothing was there, but something about his expression bothered her. The following morning, she asked him what was wrong. For several moments, Robbie said nothing. Then he admitted something he had never mentioned before. Several weeks earlier, he had woken during the night and seen what he thought was someone standing in the same doorway. The sighting had been so brief that he convinced himself it was part of a dream, and because nothing else happened afterward, he never brought it up again. Now he wasn't sure what to believe. For the first time since moving into the farmhouse, Jenna felt both relieved and terrified. She finally knew she wasn't imagining everything. At the same time, Robbie's admission forced her to consider a possibility she had spent years trying to avoid. If he had seen it too, then something else might actually be sharing the house with them. For several days after Robbie's confession, neither of them talked much about what had happened. It wasn't because they were trying to ignore it. In many ways, Robbie's admission had been reassuring. For nearly 3 years, Jenna had carried the uncomfortable suspicion that the strange activity might exist only in her mind. Knowing that someone else had witnessed something similar should have made her feel better. Instead, it left her with a new problem. If she wasn't imagining things, then what exactly was happening inside their house? Life continued much as it always had. Robbie left for work before sunrise, and Jenna spent her days working from home. The farmhouse remained quiet, and for a few weeks, nothing unusual happened. The absence of activity almost felt intentional. After years of unexplained noises and fleeting sightings, the silence seemed strangely noticeable. Gradually, Jenna began relaxing again. Then one afternoon, she heard someone walking upstairs. The sound came while she was participating in a video conference for work. At first, she tried to ignore it, assuming it would stop the way it usually did. Instead, the footsteps crossed the hallway, paused near one of the bedrooms, and continued toward the far end of the second floor. The noise was so distinct that she found herself losing track of the conversation taking place on her computer screen. After the meeting ended, she climbed the stairs and checked every room. The house was empty. There was no television left running, no open window, and no obvious explanation waiting for her. Yet for the first time, she realized she had stopped questioning whether she had heard the sound correctly. She knew what footsteps sounded like. She knew someone had been walking upstairs. The mystery no longer revolved around whether something was happening. It revolved around what. Over the following months, the activity returned in familiar cycles. Long stretches of normal life would suddenly give way to several incidents occurring within a matter of days. The cough became common enough that Jenna eventually stopped rushing upstairs every time she heard it. Sometimes it came from the hallway. Other times it seemed to originate from one of the bedrooms. The sound never felt threatening, but it always felt personal. Unlike a creaking floorboard or a shifting wall, a cough belonged to a person. One evening she heard it while talking to Robbie on the phone. He was attending a work seminar nearly 40 minutes away when the sound drifted down from the second floor. Jenna froze in the middle of the conversation and listened carefully. The house fell silent again, but she already knew what she had heard. She didn't mention it until Robbie returned home later that night. The expression on his face told her everything she needed to know. He wasn't trying to explain it away anymore. He wasn't offering theories about old houses or unusual acoustics. For the first time, he seemed genuinely unsettled by what was happening. Winter arrived early that year, covering the fields surrounding the farmhouse in snow. The isolation Jenna had once struggled to adapt to became even more noticeable. Some days she could stand at the kitchen window and look across the frozen landscape without seeing another person for hours. That was when the feeling of being watched began. The sensation appeared without warning and vanished just as quickly. Most of the time, the house felt completely normal. Then, for reasons Jenna could never identify, she would suddenly become aware of a presence somewhere nearby. The feeling almost always centered on the second floor. Several times she found herself glancing toward the staircase with the certainty that someone was standing just beyond her field of vision. Whenever she looked, the stairs remained empty. The experiences gradually pushed her toward something she had never considered before. She began researching the history of the property. Most of what she found was exactly what she expected. Families had owned the farmhouse, raised children there, and eventually moved on. There were no stories about murders, tragedies, or anything that might explain the activity. One detail, however, stood out. The previous owner, a woman named Margaret Keller, had lived in the house alone for nearly 12 years after her husband died. The information lingered in Jenna's mind, but it wasn't until a conversation with an elderly neighbor that the pieces began falling into place. The neighbor had known Margaret for years and spoke fondly of her. According to him, she remained active in the community after her husband's death, but much of her life revolved around the farmhouse. Every afternoon, she sat near the front window waiting for his truck to come down the driveway before catching herself and remembering he wasn't coming home. The routine continued for years. The story stayed with Jenna long after the conversation ended. As she thought about it, she began viewing the activity differently. The footsteps upstairs no longer felt random. Neither did the cough. Even the strange feeling of someone moving through the house seemed less mysterious when she considered the possibility that she wasn't witnessing isolated paranormal events. She was witnessing routines. The sounds of a life that had once been lived there. The idea remained in the back of her mind until one snowy evening several weeks later. Robbie was working late and Jenna had settled into the living room with a book. Outside, snow drifted across the fields while darkness swallowed the landscape beyond the windows. The farmhouse felt especially quiet that night. Then she heard footsteps upstairs. At first, the sound seemed familiar. She expected it to remain on the second floor the way it always had. Instead, the footsteps slowly moved toward the staircase. Jenna lowered her book and listened. The sounds descended one step at a time. First time since moving into the farmhouse, whatever she had been hearing wasn't remaining upstairs. It was coming down. The footsteps continued until they reached the bottom of the stairs. Then everything went silent. Jenna sat motionless on the couch, staring toward the dark hallway and listening for the next sound. Several long seconds passed. Then she heard the front doorknob move. Not violently. Not as though someone was trying to force their way inside. It rattled once, gently, like someone expecting another person to be standing on the other side of the door. Then the house fell silent again. When Robbie arrived home later that evening, he found Jenna sitting exactly where he had left her hours earlier. For the first time since moving into the farmhouse, she believed she was beginning to understand what had been sharing the house with them. What she didn't understand was why the activity had suddenly changed after all those years. The change came gradually after that winter night. Jenna continued hearing occasional footsteps for several weeks, but something about them felt different. The sounds no longer remained confined to the second floor. Every now and then, she would hear movement. Near the staircase or the front hallway before the house settled back into silence, the activity hadn't become more aggressive or more frightening. If anything, it seemed as though whatever had been repeating the same patterns for years was beginning to move beyond them. Rather than frightening her, the experiences left her with a growing sense of sadness. The story of Margaret Keller stayed with her. Jenna found herself imagining the older woman sitting near the front window year after year, listening for a truck that would never return. The more she thought about it, the more the unexplained sounds seemed connected to routine rather than haunting. The footsteps, the cough, and the feeling of someone moving through familiar rooms all felt less like attempts to frighten the living, and more like the echoes of habits repeated so many times they had somehow lingered behind. Several months later, Jenna experienced something that reinforced that belief. It happened on a rainy spring afternoon while she was cleaning the living room. As she dusted a bookshelf, movement near the front of the house caught her attention. Looking up, she saw the figure of an elderly woman standing beside the window overlooking the driveway. The sight lasted only a few seconds. The woman wasn't looking at Jenna. She wasn't looking into the room at all. Instead, she appeared completely focused on the driveway beyond the glass. The posture struck Jenna more than anything else. It wasn't the stance of someone guarding a house or watching an intruder. It was the posture of someone waiting. Then the figure disappeared. When Robbie returned home that evening, Jenna told him everything she had learned about Margaret. To her surprise, he agreed with the conclusion she had been slowly reaching herself. Neither of them had ever felt threatened by whatever was happening in the farmhouse. The experiences had certainly been unsettling, but they never carried the feeling of danger that people often described in haunting stories. The activity seemed connected to memory. Nothing more. As the years passed, the strange incidents slowly became less frequent. Entire months went by without footsteps. The cough that had once echoed through the upstairs rooms disappeared completely. Even the persistent feeling of being watched gradually faded. Until Jenna realized she couldn't remember the last time she had experienced it, life moved forward. The farmhouse became home in a way it never had during those first uncertain years. Seasons came and went, projects were completed, friends visited, new memories gradually replaced the anxiety that had once accompanied every unexplained sound. And then, nearly 4 years after the activity had reached its peak, one final incident occurred. Jenna was sitting alone in the living room shortly before sunset when she heard footsteps upstairs. The sound immediately caught her attention because she hadn't heard it in well over a year. The footsteps crossed the hallway slowly before making their way toward the staircase. Jenna remained seated, listening carefully. For reasons she couldn't explain, she wasn't afraid. The sounds descended the stairs, crossed the front hallway, and stopped near the front door. A few moments later, she heard the doorknob turn gently. Then the front door opened several inches. A cool breeze drifted into the room. Jenna watched in silence as the door remained open for a moment before slowly swinging shut again. The house fell completely quiet. No footsteps followed, no cough echoed from upstairs. No movement came from another room. Nothing. And nothing ever happened again. Years later, Jenna would still think about the farmhouse and the experiences she had there. She occasionally wondered whether she had misunderstood some of what happened or whether there were explanations she had simply never discovered. Yet every time she considered those possibilities, she remembered the years of footsteps, the figure at the bedroom doorway, and the woman standing patiently beside the front window. The activity had never felt angry. It had never felt dangerous. If anything, it had always felt unfinished. Looking back, Jenna couldn't shake one simple belief. For years, something in that house had been waiting for someone to come home. And perhaps, on that final evening, after all those years of waiting, it finally realized no one was coming. Perhaps the footsteps weren't the sound of something arriving. Perhaps they were the sound of something finally leaving.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.